I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. I am your host, 123 Jackie B, tuning in, broadcasting live from my home with with Ollie.
Yay.
And
yes, I'm here.
And we have a guest host today, Tez.
Hello.
Yay.
Mark.
Yay. Welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
We're recapping Drag Race Season 12, Episode 3. Just to explain, the AfterBuzz studios are closed because of the coronavirus. What we're trying to do here in California and probably what a lot of people are doing in other places and other countries is what's called flattening the curve. So there's a bell curve where if everybody gets the virus at once, the hospitals are overloaded. But what we're trying to do is make sure we stretch out the people who get the virus so the hospitals are able to take care of all of the patients who need to be coming into the hospital. So if we limit our social interaction, it's called social distancing, then we're able to help flatten that curve so we can keep the hospital workers healthy and able to manage their caseload. So that's what we're doing here in California. And if you're joining us online in the chat role, we thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're so happy that AfterBuzz is able to be broadcasting from our homes, and it's been very exciting that they set it up this way because we still want to bring you guys the content and we still want to bring you guys our review of the episode. So yeah.
Come on, right. Nurse Jackie.
Yeah. Well said.
So having said that, do you guys have any initial thoughts on the episode?
I just couldn't stop looking at Rock'em Sock'em's bulge. There was like the whole first 5 minutes of them just talking. And I don't think he had underwear on. So my eyes just wasn't really paying attention to the episode. I just kept looking down. So sorry about it. But yeah, that's all I remember from this episode.
I'm glad you brought that to our attention because I literally didn't pay attention to that at all. Now I'm going to go back to the episode
I did notice that they seem to kind of they've taken kind of the initiative to start to cut Sherry for like some of her like appearances throughout the episode. I don't know if anyone else caught that, but she seemed very like highly edited down, which was very interesting as of what happened, obviously. So I don't know if
it's
anyone else caught that.
It's also hard to do. I was going to wonder if they were actually going to attempt to do that because it's a hard thing to do to edit someone it's okay to edit someone out of an episode like that because you have to then pull the editor in and pay them. Which they weren't prepared to do. And then it's amazing that if you know, getting those edits in on time to still make sure you run with the schedule on time is also incredible. So they're probably
Bad. Dahlia also didn't get much of an edit. Also, she only said one thing, and that was her running around in the broccoli suit. So edit. So I was like, maybe they didn't really do it on purpose. She just didn't fit what they needed for the episode. So it just kind of worked out for us.
It's funny you say about Dahlia because in that scene when she was complaining about, you know, how she was sweating and stuff like that, I watched it over after watching it the first time. And I noticed that a lot of the girls were like drenched in sweat. So I don't know if that studio was hot, but to her defense in that moment, I was like, it must really be hot in there. And I don't know, like very hot. I know that they're from morning to end of the day, but I was just curious. And I also noticed she had the same wig on. So it must have been like, shoot this and go straight to the runway. She had the same.
Oh yeah, the purple one. Yeah,
it was like I noticed that. So that's
She was pulling like an Aiden Zane, you know, the signature wig every 5 minutes.
I know if we're gonna clock Dahlia, we gotta clock Aiden.
Yeah.
Mark isn't here to defend Aiden.
I know, right? Follow Mark on Twitter.
Now, I do want to say this. I did get a chance to go to the premieres. So did Tez. And we saw Aiden Zane was the host, and she wore a different wig. It was a purple wig. So I was really, like, really proud. And I thought that seeing her in person definitely gives me a little bit more hope, because, like, there's the personality that we've been looking for on the show. But I guess it's kind of hard to see that when there's 13 or however many girls running around for looking for the same thing. And I think the split premieres, the 1 and 2, definitely did them justice, as far as, like, now that they're not getting any type of screen time, we still know that they're there.
Yeah, I agree.
I just want to take a minute to thank everyone who's in the chat room. Ken Ken, Rihanna, Todd K.
Chucky
Chuck,
Fran,
Sasha, Kawaii Cat.
Yes. I see you. Sorry, I can't name everyone, but we thank you guys so much. We know that some of you guys are tuning in from quarantine, and so we're glad that we can chat with you and that we can all entertain each other while we're stuck at home.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. What did you guys think of the mini challenge, which is just like the one that they had on Drag Race UK, where they rank like the biggest threat and then
bottoms,
In my opinion, I didn't really see it as a mini challenge. I mean, they just kind of ranked, and to be honest, their rankings were very, it was hard to rank. They had all just met, you know, allegedly. Right. And so at that time, I guess based off the rankings, like, you see that Jada ranked Gigi high because she was, she won the previous challenge. So I think that it was kind of, you know, just, I didn't believe Heidi should be ranked the lowest based off of, you know, visual. I was surprised to see that from Jada, but, you know, that's what I guess she thought, she was the lowest in my, so I don't know.
I don't think we needed it. I get that, yes, they needed to pit the teams together. I get that. But Rue just knows how to shake up the girls. Like, they're too lovey-dovey. When I walk down and I see them, oh, they're smiling too much. I need these bitches to be mad, upset. So what can I do to A, get my Emmy, and to B, shake these girls up just a little bit?
This is dick in the soup. Dick in the soup. Remember?
Yes,
this is the dick in the soup that we've been waiting for. Good old dick in the soup.
That really is all it is. It's just like making people mad, you know? And then,
yeah.
I mean, hopefully, like in this episode, you do get a good redemption story out of it. Where,
right.
Like, class, and then she's in the top, so you know, that's always nice if you get that, but it just makes people like pissed off at each other, because they're like, okay, well, now I have to, you know, prove to this other person, and this other person doesn't like me now, and that sort
well
of thing.
Guess what, Jackie, I'm here to tell you and everybody who's watching right now, this is not RuPaul's best friend race.
That's funny.
So the maxi challenge, I have the teams. So the teams were Widow, Nikki, and Crystal, Jada, Jan, Dahlia, and Rockham, Aiden, Sherry, and Britta, and then Heidi, Jackie, and Gigi. Who did you guys think were the strongest teams? Like, what was your favorite skit? And here's another question. Did you think that some people had an advantage over what their skit was? Because we've talked about that with certain challenges in the past, where we've seen like, okay, well, this concept could be funnier than the other concept.
You go first.
My favorite, was, to be honest, it was the Fruity Patooties, because, and I know it sounds weird, because I think Jada really came in and saved that for them. And I think Rock M, where she was doing well, and Jan was doing okay as well, but Jada really came in and turned that whole scene around, and I actually like laughed watching it. But as a collective group, I think the three old ladies, what were they? I forgot what was Heidi.
Del Rio trio.
The trio, yes, the trio, yeah. Because to be honest, Gigi really did so well in that scene, being like dead. And Heidi, you know, she obviously was very funny. So as a team, I think they did the best. But as far as your last question, who had an advantage, I would say like Widow. Like Widow's role was to be drunk. And so it was kind of like, it's easy to be drunk. For me, it is. I mean, that's what I do.
Oh, wow. So, sponsor.
But you're right.
So it was
like, it's easy humor. Yeah.
Yeah, it was easy. So for me, I didn't really think that. I thought she did okay. She was safe. But my favorite was the Fruity Patooties. Like Jada really came in and took over that scene because Jada, I mean, Dahlia was really struggling. And yeah.
I think the team that had it the worst one, the concept was the sharing the brain. I thought that was like the worst one, honestly. They did it. They were capable of doing like a decent job, but I thought it was kind of like the weakest. Like, how do you make that funny? And to me, it was just kind of like very drawn out. And it was just, I didn't see how Sherry was so phenomenal in that. And I feel like they edited a lot of that out possibly. Mm-hmm. And I was really disappointed how Sherry and Britta were coming for Aiden so hard when really they just should have like uplifted her. And like, just kind of, I don't know. They just kind of made it really messy. And I don't know. It was just, that was probably my least favorite because that was a really hard concept to me personally, just having to kind of like say the same thing. And you're just kind of, as a viewer, you're watching this and you're kind of like waiting to see where it goes. And at the end, it was cool, but I feel like they kind of should have like done that quicker to kind of like have that when they were lying, when the reveal was that they were lying, I feel like they should have like made that like sooner than later in the skit.
Mm. I agree with you in the sense that it's like they're all ostensibly kind of doing the same shtick in that skit, so it is kind of hard. Skits are easier to be funnier when you kind of have just a little bit more distinct characters, or you're able to create a distinct character. Mm-hmm. So when they were like, "Oh, Aiden, you sucked," I'm like, "You all were doing the same thing,
right?"
That skit actually reminded me. I don't know if you guys remember that skit on Saturday Night Live where it's Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen, and they're like two people in like a band or like a group, and they're both trying to like make up songs that they sing. So they're in this interview, and they both kind of do the same kind of shtick where it's like the interviewer asks them like a question, says, "Well, what's your latest song?" And they just make up a song on the spot, and they're looking at each other and trying to say the same thing. And it was just hard for me to find that skit funny because I thought the Saturday Night Live one that you know, lots of people have already seen was so much more funny than that. And I agree, it did go on a little long. Mm-hmm. But I also thought that the concept was just hard. That's a hard concept to me to like really do for a long time and make it funny. It's like funny initially. Yeah. And then, you know, you're like, okay, well, you all have to say the same thing for like 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the Del Rio trio was hands down my favorite because I love the whole like Weekend at Bernie's GG and then Heidi's teeth falling out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were interacting well with one another, and they came in and worked well with one another while still making each character like distinctive enough from one another. Right.
And it helped having Jackie, who had improv knowledge and whatnot. And they all just were just literally the thing with improv, the number one rule is yes, and they feel like that group really followed it really exceptionally.
Yeah.
Jayla, what did you think?
I have to say that we'll just go through them really quickly, all three groups. So my favorite team, of course, is the Del Rio trio. Not because of like the concept, is more of the delivery that they did. I feel like Heidi definitely stole the show. And this, I was just ready to like, I had my eyes on her the whole entire time. As far as Gigi goes, I think I might be eating my words this season about her. I wasn't really sure like where she fits in with the rest of the girls or as far as like delivery or production standpoint. But I do see that she is, I see why Jada put her at the top because she is someone to be. So there, that's my favorite. Team two is, that was the girls in the brain. I don't know why, I didn't think it was funny. I didn't get it. I see why it was compared to SNL because I don't think SNL is funny either. But that's my little shade button. And then team number three, it reminded me of the Eureka and Aquaria when they did the baby. Like, you,
yes. It was.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. Let's
hurry this up, you know. So I just put, I'm okay for right now. Which means I'm passing on team three. I kind of fast forwarded.
What about the nuts?
What about them?
The squirrel one.
No, I
there's a reason we all forgot about that skit.
Yeah, I think that
it was the Widow show. Widow did amazing. That was it.
And it's like, yeah. Kat said, it's like the only reason Widow was funny is because it's really easy to be funny if you're pretending to be drunk, because you can kind of say anything and like do anything. So it's like a cheap laugh. It's not like something that's easy to do. And then the other two were just so bad.
Yeah. I mean, they had Nikki
and Crystal.
So I was like, oh, but I thought Crystal would really come through. I really did. I didn't think she would be, you know, so soft spoken.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, Nikki used, actually, Nikki's is my quote of the week, where she said, Crystal is struggling as much as me, but I've had 3 years of English and she's at 28. Right. That's my quote of the week, a little early. But I think the language thing is not fair, because they pointed out, it's not fair for her to use the language as a crutch, because she was like saying, oh, I can do improv in my own language. But it's like, well, you had Charo on there, who has a heavy accent and uses a lot of, like, you know, peppers and Spanish words, and we still think that's funny. Mm-hmm. And she's able to communicate humor without doing it completely in English. Yeah. So I think there's a slapstick comedy goes a long way. You know, she doesn't have to be saying things completely in English for it to be funny. And Carson said, you could have leaned into the French thing. You could have like made fun of yourself a bit almost.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention Ornacia. Ornacia did the best in the challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Ornacia.
She was the hands down.
She was actually very shady on the panel. Very shady.
She was actually the 14th queen, y'all.
Yeah. Finally.
Announcement.
Next, I hope they bring, what was the doll that Alaska had?
Oh, pound cake.
Little pound cake. So the next panel should be Little Pound Cake on the panel.
Hey.
I'm all for a reprise of bringing those things back. So runway. Let's hear the ones that you didn't like first.
Okay. I didn't like all of I hate your hair and makeup today.
Nikki. Oh my God.
You guys are gonna be really upset with me, but
no, you're not. No, we're not.
I only liked two, so everybody else is in the bottom for me.
Oh my gosh.
Let me get my list.
Realize, Mark, you're marked 2 weeks ago. No.
Yeah, I was. I found myself like making these really weird noises watching it. Like, you know. So I wasn't really sure. But my tops go to Jan and Gigi this week, and I hope you guys.
Okay. No, those were good two picks, at least, if anything. Mm.
I don't agree with Gigi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Look, listen now, Trey Hutley, you are the new girl here.
I just think it was an outfit and buttons. I didn't find anything else from it. Like, it was
but
very
it
nice.
Took it like 1,300 hours to make it.
I mean, that's just
she has glue until her fingers bled.
But you know, she also said her mom sews too. So I think she has some help, if you ask me. But that's just me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the only reason why I picked her because I do like the color scheme, but she definitely had to be a top for me, because I love when the dopeness is in the details, as Amanda Seals would say. And watching this on HD, seeing all the work, she has to be in the top because of the dedication that she put in for it.
Yeah. I can see it.
It's cute. It was a cute look. I liked it a lot.
It was really nice. It was really pretty. The colors, I love orange. I just didn't think that it was, you know, the effort, yes, of putting the buttons on, but as a look, it wasn't my favorite, to be honest.
Okay.
What was your favorite?
I only had two favorites too, and that was actually Jan, and I hate to say it in the case of the events, but Sherry, those were my two favorites.
No, Sherry's was good. So Sherry's was awesome.
Yeah, we're judging her on the show, and what she did was obviously not good, and you know, they rightfully disqualified her, but it's like,
she's very talented.
That was her designer. That wasn't even her work. That's the designer's work. So it's like, give credit to the designer that made that outfit for Sherry. Because all of these looks, Sherry didn't make herself. So, you know, shout out to the designer that, I don't know the designer's name off the top of my head, but that was actually not Sherry's work. She's just obviously representing that look. So I agree. I love that look. I thought that look was sickening, you know, so. Shout out to Sherry's designer. Yeah, go check that out.
And I said to my least. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say my least favorite. I had three. Why of all of them? Widow. I'm sorry. I did not like Widows at all. It reminded me of Asia O'Hara's kind of glittery outfit back in season 10. I did not like Aiden's. I was actually gonna wear that today. I was gonna put bows in my beard, but I didn't. And then honestly, I love Heidi, but it was very costume to me.
I can see that, honestly.
There are costumes. Like, where would you wouldn't wear this to 7-Eleven, girl? I just feel like it needs to be costumey.
No? I would wear that for Halloween versus Drag Race. And I think they, you know, we see a lot of commentary from Michelle and them saying like costumey, like last week or 2 weeks ago, they thought that Crystal's outfit was costumey. And I thought that was very like costume meets high fashion versus, you know, the Pinocchio is just kind of Pinocchio, you know, no real concept behind it, but a long nose and a bow for me.
It was hard to stand out for some like the other looks. Like Gigi's look was amazing. Jada's was amazing. Sherry's, Jan's. I loved Rockham's look this week with the Alice in Wonderland vibe she got going on. So I definitely loved those looks. I agree with you, Tez. I didn't like Widow's. I didn't like Aiden's. Aiden's was just very like, one, she did the wig again, okay? And then I didn't like Dahlia's look. I didn't like Dahlia's look
I didn't
all.
Like it either. I was
I don't understand why
the
they loved it
liked
so
it.
Much. Why? It was it a bunny, looked- but it looked unfinished. And I liked, I really liked Nikki's look. Because that was the concept of it. The Cinderella unfinished with the little Gus, whatever his name was. But I didn't like Dahlia's look at all. Her face looked gorgeous, but I didn't see why the judges were eating it up so much.
I didn't either, because I agree with you. It looked unfinished. And that was the same thing I felt about Crystal's, which, interestingly enough, Crystal's face I really do like, and I don't understand why the judges are getting mad at her face when they didn't have a problem with Trixie's face, and Trixie does the same thing, which is having the same you know face every time. And there are other queens who do that too, where it's like they have like a signature look, and so I'm like not understanding why they're picking on her for that.
Yeah,
I mean, like I said, the judging has been very inconsistent, because we send Dusty Ray Bottoms home for wearing a signature Trixie for a signature look, but hate Aiden's signature look, but also likes Crystal's signature look. So where are we with signature looks? Like, do you not need to have one? Or if you have one, let it be incorporative with Rue's and the producer's like satisfaction. There goes my job.
Any thoughts on the runway before we get to the
Jackie, who was your favorite? Did you say your favorites yet, or your least
favorites? Oh, my favorites, Jan was one of my favorites, Sherry Pie, and I actually did like Jackie's. Like, that was like, it wasn't it was like a little shiny, I think, but I get why it was. Like, it was a very like Mary Poppins-esque look, and I liked it. I got it. And I mean, she's a campy queen. I like camp queens. So I like that look. I like Gigi's look, but I didn't really see that there were any bows. And I like, my judging criteria was there had to be buttons and bows. And then And then somebody in the chat room pointed out that she had a bow on her crotch, but I didn't realize that.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see that.
That's why, I mean, that's one of the reasons I didn't like Aiden's, because I just saw, I didn't see buttons and bows.
So, it should have been called buttons or bows. That's what
right, buttons and or bows. Buttons could be maybe or bows.
And or bows.
The entire runway, the theme, like of all the themes, I think it was just, it was pretty straightforward. And I don't think anyone overall, no one just really stood completely out, because it was only so much you can do with, you know, buttons and bows. I mean, I'm sure Tom could have taken more to the limit, but I think that the girls just, a lot of them were safe. Like Jada, she was fine. She was safe. You know, nothing stood out about it. It was bows and buttons, you know? Except for like Nikki Doll, who had, you know, the concept, and the others too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that bothered me about Nikki Doll was that her mouse looked like, it just looked like a dead hairball. And so
it was just shaking.
I wish she would have made it look better.
Should have had a Beanie Baby.
Everything was so like nice and upscale, and then it looked just like she went to the corner and found some like wig droplets and like balled them together. And it's like, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Not a mouse. That is not a mouse. So, lip sync. I don't really have much to say about that.
Oh, that's no. Exactly. Tackle and be at my face like you guys are doing right now.
No,
Jada, I wish we could see you so bad.
Just I wish you could see your face.
Where face- are you? Oh, turn your lights on, Jayla. You're like, you just need to turn your lights on. That's all.
Oh, because I'm black.
The electricity went out or something. Jayla, we missed seeing your face.
No, I paid my bills this month. But speaking of paying your bills, to all the drag performers that are out there and all the freelance people who are being affected with this whole coronavirus and the outbreak and everybody's being scared, we're sending you love. There are resources. I'll be posting them where people are doing like crowdsourcing and funding for drag entertainers and all that fun stuff. But hell, mm-hmm. Be innovative. Take this time now to perfect your craft during this downtime. Go back to the blueprint and work on your makeup, work on your costumes, work on something so when we come back, we can come back stronger and better. And hell, mm-hmm. if you like me, be a very, very innovative queen. And do motherfucking drag shows in your living room and post mm-hmm. your PayPal, do whatever you need to do, and we will be there to support you.
Because mm-hmm. I do know performers, musicians. I don't know of any drag performers doing it yet, and maybe Jayla, you do, but there I know that musicians are doing like basically living room gigs where then you donate to like a some sort of Patreon or fund or something. So, yeah, do that. And then people need entertainment in this time. We're going to be sitting at home bored, and why not bring the entertainment to them?
Yeah, it's really crazy because like, even like in Chicago, I feel like a lot of restaurants are shutting down. I like was reading earlier, and even like Drag Worlds, this is more so news, but the show in Vegas, that's shut down. Like Cameron Michaels posted earlier today that the tour shut down until April. So it's just, it's crazy. April's
only like 2 weeks away.
But it's still like a month away. April 20th, I saw like whatever she posted, but restaurants are being shut down in certain states, and it's just, it's crazy. So literally we're all like in our bedrooms and our living rooms, and we have to find some form of communication with the outside world and entertainment, like you guys were saying. And so it's just really, it's a hard time. So
well, all I say is cancel the damn rent.
Yes, I am waiting.
Let me be the president. Cancel rent and we will be okay.
I'm waiting. You, Jayla.
Yes.
What is it?
So we all agreed that that lip sync was meh.
Meh.
I'm sending you both.
Yeah, send you both home.
I was actually expecting that to happen after that.
Same. I was expecting it actually because I thought like since they had the 2 week premiere, no one went home. Maybe this was the week that they both went home, but Dahlia didn't know the words and stuff.
I'm just bothered. Dahlia is supposed to be this Banshee, quote unquote Banshee queen. And when the Iggy part came on, you should have lit up right then and there. That was your moment. Like I said, these lip syncs are meant for you to send someone home. If they put there to do an Iggy Azalea song, you've done it anyway at the shows that you've worked at. So why are you not like, I don't know. I don't get it. And if you don't know the words, you know what happens. So see ya.
She was very confident in the untucked. She said, I was sending your buff home.
I was surprised that they even, I mean, the song, I love that song. I love that song. It's such high energy, but I was surprised that they showcased more of the rap because they had to like actually like rap it. And that's obviously where Dahlia
dropped the ball. That was set up for her to win. Yeah. That was really set up for her to win.
Yeah, I don't know. That lip sync.
Thank you, Mom. My mom gave
me snacks.
Spaghetti. And look, this is for you, Jackie. This is for you, Jackie.
virtual grass bread.
Thank you to my mother for providing me this amazing bounty. Okay. Sorry. Anyways, please continue. Sorry.
I didn't expect much from those two either way. Anyway, like seeing Nikki and Dahlia, like, Dahlia, Aja is such a great performer. And I think Dahlia has, you know, really relied on her house legacy in this season thus far. But she, compared to Aja, like performance-wise, I knew how, you know, how Dahlia was very worried about her looks and her appearance, that that would not be a performance-type queen. And Nikki, I mean, I thought she would do a little better compared to, like, her rap performance in the first episode. But I don't know. It was a double sachet, in my opinion. It was definitely Layla and Dax over again.
Yes, okay. Now, you know what? I also find it highly disrespectful for you to just storm off the stage being a sore loser. And maybe that wasn't, you know, maybe that was edited or whatever the case might be, but you're taking on this narrative like, oh, like when she first came in, oh, I talk shit about everybody else, or I'm a bitch, or I'm this, or and that doesn't make people want to like you. And the fact that you did this is very, like, it's just disgusting behavior. And yes, it's just drag, but it's also your career, it's also your brand. And that's how you want to be left on the show. Like, hell, Banshee made something out of it and she walked backwards. And even though she was sad about it, like, everybody's not going to win. Somebody got to go home at some point, and it just happened to be you. But my thing is, I wouldn't part my lips to say who deserves to be on the show about trans and all these people deserve to be on the show if you're going to be a first boot, period.
I think the other problem was, is like, she was so relying so much on how she looked. And you could tell that in the skit because she was like, oh, I don't feel cute or whatever. And it's like, yes, there are quote unquote look queens, but a lot of them are trying to pair that with some sort of personality thing, because if you don't do that, your fans are not going to be there. And especially if you just kind of exit the stage like, fuck this, I don't care, you know?
Yeah. You're the first to go. You're the first to go.
you're supposed to be like leaving with your head held high. Like, I made it here just as worthy as these girls. I made the promo. I might not be on the tour, girl, but I will be.
Right.
Like, people will see me at DragCon. I am now a pillar for my community, regardless of what place I made. So if you're letting your narrative be, oh, I'm the bitch, I don't like this, I talk shit about people, then that's somebody that I won't see as America's Next Drag Superstar.
Right. And no one's going to want to work with you. Like, they're not going to bring you back for All Stars. Even like, okay, she's sent home first, so she's not going to be back anyways. But still, like you said, DragCon, and Rue's not gonna like you, and it's just not a good look at all. And shout out to the chat, Dylan Inc. said that Nikki said at Roscoe's they edited her better than what happened regarding Dahlia. So Dahlia was even worse from what they even showed. So
Now, do you think that the girls may have a comeback this season?
No.
No,
they do it every year. Right?
Yeah, they usually have someone come back. But the problem is, if you exited in that kind of way, where someone, Chucky Chuck in the chat role said, do you think that she just gave up? And it's like, yeah. The people that they bring back time and time again, like, look at someone like Shangela. It's like, you have to have like a huge personality for people to want to bring you back again.
Right. So, you have to be a fan favorite. And she, yeah. I don't know if she has left a mark at such, especially the way she exited and then, you know, her first two episodes. I don't think many people have been able to get much from her other than she's Aja's, you know, in the house of Aja. And she looks, you know, likes to look pretty.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's like they brought Aja back because Aja had a lot of personality, even though like there were a lot of like things that were lacking in her makeup. She made sure when she came back for All Stars that she had her makeup down. She had her outfits down.
And it was amazing in All Stars.
Yeah. Amazing. And she brought her whole personality with her that made her have enough of a fan base to want to bring her back. So it's like, you can't, they're not going to bring you back just because you're saying, bring me back, you know?
Right. Gotta be smart. You gotta be smart and capitalize what you do on national television, especially like Aja came back also because she was amazing. She like ran that reunion on her season. Remember? She was amazing in her reunion. So that's why she, to me, like, that's like what solidified her as an all-star. And Dahlia just kind of like ended it right there and then as soon as she stormed off.
Well,
even though there's no one like counting down the time, I don't really know what our
time is here. I don't know either.
let's move on.
I'm going to try and move on. I already told you guys the quote of the week. The fans of the week are You Know Who and Ben Bolt. So congratulations. Woo! And if you guys comment on iTunes or YouTube, you could be fan of the week. Do you guys have any news and gossip other than DragCon being canceled?
That's a little bit of news and gossip. So they haven't announced it yet, but there will be a new DragCon city. I don't know if I can say it or not, but there will be a new DragCon city. So make sure you guys keep your eyes peeled out for that. All Star 6 is right around the corner. Like, I know I make jokes about it, but they're really around the corner. They start filming in July. So who would you want to be on there?
Miss Cracker.
I think she's 5, though.
I think she's on 5.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, for 6. Oh, yeah, my bad. 6. Sorry.
Who would you want to see? Like Dahlia Sin or
no?
Girl, bye. Like, what? I want to see Lorraine. I want to see Jayla, Jackie, Ted. Yeah. I want to see all y'all.
I'm going to pick a wild card, you guys. James Mansfield.
Yes!
I love her.
That would be interesting.
Yes, Jackie. I love that. I love that you said James. Shout out to James.
I think we need to see Trinity K. Bonet. She will be a great person on there because like she was seated really well and she's been doing really well still. And that's
I'd like to see Nina Bonina Brown, but I know she was but I'd like to see that.
I think she's been waiting to shake who Lego goes, then she'll go. She doesn't want that rivalry.
I want to see Asia O'Hara. I want to see her redeem herself from the whole butterfly gate.
The butterflies to come on.
No, but Asia. She could like do something playful with that. Like she needs to come back because she was amazing on her season and highly, highly underrated. She's an amazing queen as a person, as in a performer, entertainer. Like I would love her for All Star 6.
See, Eureka come back again. She was very entertaining to watch. And I have to say, Layla McQueen, like where the hell are you at? Like I want to see her come back and play. And also Jiggly Caliente.
Oh yes.
Yes.
You guys should follow her on Instagram. Really
shout out to Jiggly.
She's doing great stuff. And then Dita Ritz. I want to see Dita Ritz.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Fresh off the bus drag.
No, look, I love her.
Bonjour, ladies.
She has to redeem herself when she walked into the workroom with that ratty blonde wig.
Bonjour, oh my god.
Ladies.
That was the best entrance ever. I don't care.
Bonjour, baby.
That is funny. And Scarlet Envy. I love Scarlet Envy.
Yes. Yeah.
I really enjoyed her. And I was hoping she would be on 5. I don't know if she is or not, but I think she maybe wasn't. But I would love to see her on All Stars, if not 5 and 6. So.
Okay.
You guys tweeted us. Some of the fans are saying they'd like to see Jocelyn Fox, Jessica Wilde, Akiria.
Okay.
Yeah. So you love guys it. Tweeted us and let us know who you want to see or comment down below. And then any predictions? Who do you think will go home next week?
I think I honestly think Aiden's gonna go home next week.
Yeah, that's what
I think. Mark. I think that just the way they're editing it, she's gonna come back with the same wig on. And I like Aiden. She really intrigues me as a artist. But I think the way that the show has portrayed her so far just is kind of like it only gets down from here for her particular arc. I don't know. She's just constantly underrated. So I don't know.
I think that it's a toss up between Heidi. I love her, but
No, she did so well this episode though.
Yeah, that's this episode. So Heidi and I
You think, met her and hung out with her and you're just saying and I still go
like I did hang out with Heidi. I did like meet her. Like she's a gorgeous, very entertaining person, but for the sake of this show, it's just if you don't keep up, you're going to get left behind. And she's been left behind so many times. You only get two or three more chances before you get completely out. So like I said, Heidi or Crystal. We have to get an elimination. Oh. And I think that episode four is going to be the one that shocks us all because we kind of seen this elimination happening, like headed that way, but somebody's going to fumble the ball.
Mm. And then they got to have a double elimination because they always do that. And then they'll bring somebody, one person back because they always do that.
Stacey Lane Matthews back, please.
Oh. All Star Six, right?
She's going to be Shantala again.
Oh, God. Not in a box. Rock M, I'm sorry. I love Rock M. But watching her in this episode and how she's constantly saying that she, you know, needs this support, I'm very worried. I think if she doesn't go home soon, it'll be soon after.
Oh. That.
I love Rockham, though.
I do. I don't know if, like, this is obviously they do all this so fast. I don't think she's strong enough to really mentally get through the end, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to get tired of her face, to be honest. I know they love Trixie, but I think they're going to say, your face. I just feel it. And then the moment she changes her face, she'll probably go home.
Well, keep in mind,
I hate that.
Next week is the ball challenge. So they're going to have three looks ready. So,
oh, really?
You know, yeah. So keep in mind that for who might go home for that. That's why I said Aiden, because Aiden's looks haven't been as strong. So we'll see. It's the ball challenge.
Aiden is really nice, though. I would say Aiden is really nice. Me and Jayla saw her Friday, and she was actually in person. I was like, oh, okay, I see why people really like you. Like, you're actually like a great queen. But you know, after these bows that she had on her shirt, I don't know, she may go home. I just
well, make sure they order Postmates on the way out.
Done.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to see you next week live from our living rooms again. Yes. So, Tez, where can the people find you?
You can find me on IG at Stupid Wild Tez. I know that's a weird name, but Stupid Wild Tez is my Instagram name.
Oh, well, and Jayla?
With you. You can follow me on the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks? That's 2X3 if you nasty.
And Ollie?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can find me at 123 Jackie V on all platforms. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe out there. Wash your hands. We love you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.